Hello, and welcome back to another Thursday night show of Blue Sierra's Telehealth Radio. I'm flying solo for this interview without my wingman, Joe. I'm definitely missing him tonight, but it's still going to be a great show. Joining me tonight is Dr. Michael Minna, the Chief Science Officer for eMed Labs, was a professor of epidemiology and immunology and infectious diseases at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. He's also a professor in the Department of Pathology at Harvard Medical School and an associate medical director of molecular virology at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Minna. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. It's great to be here.
We've heard a lot, and we talk a lot on this show about telehealth and how telehealth can help individuals access care more quickly, make it more accessible, make it therefore more equitable across the country, no matter anyone's zip code, for example. And we're always trying to inform our listeners of the benefits of receiving remote care and even in their homes and how they can do that. And we brought the show tonight, this innovative product that you have, eMed Lab or eMed, and your test to treat technology. Please tell our listeners about this test to treat and what is this all about?
Yeah, test to treat, and in particular in this case, home test to treat, is it's an evolution of what happens in brick and mortar medical sites. So, of course, during this pandemic, we found that there was this great need for individuals who were becoming positive on tests, whether it was at their doctor's office or at home, to then find their way to a physician's office to be evaluated for treatment and ultimately ordered, in the case of COVID, Paxlovid, but that could be extended to any number of different ailments. But one of the biggest barriers to positive outcomes in healthcare are delays in treatment, which are generally born from low access to getting care. And by that, we usually mean difficulties getting to the doctor's office. It's hard for people to find a doctor who can see them when they turn positive on a rapid test, when they get sick with a UTI. All of these different ailments are really sort of urgent in the sense of infectious diseases. You need to start treatment quickly. And so where telehealth comes in today is it gives people ready access to physicians, sometimes even on demand, usually with a click of a button. And it's something that eMed is doing is specifically tailoring our telehealth experience for people to specific ailments. So somebody who has COVID and knows it from an antigen test can be immediately brought through a medical clinical visit through telehealth, be evaluated by a physician, and ultimately get prescription medication if that's warranted for that individual, either directly sent to their home or a prescription could be sent to their local pharmacy to be picked up. And so this is really leveraging the internet and the advances over the last couple of decades in communication and telecommunications to be able to say, look, not everything requires people to make their way to a doctor's office and go through all of the expense and time and burden to do that, when the reality is we can be doing many of these things very simply and very quickly, and therefore more effectively with better outcomes through telemedicine. And that's it's the pandemic has led to a large shift towards medicine via telehealth. And I think we're only just now starting to see the beginnings of this.
No question about that. We've talked many times on this show about how telehealth has just expanded, the use of technology to help them enable to access care. And what I think is great about this product, and you referenced it around COVID, but this is available 24/7. Someone can get a test result within 15 minutes. But it's not just COVID, right? You have other tests as well. Tell our listeners a little bit about what tests you have and how does this work?
Yeah, that's right. So we now have an urgent care kit, which we think of a little bit like a first aid kit for telehealth. And it's something that you have sitting under your cabinet or in your medicine cabinet for when you need it. And so what it covers today is it covers COVID, influenza screening, strep throat, and UTIs. And the reason we chose these four to start is because they generally account for around 80% of urgent care visits today that could reasonably be treated from home through telemedicine. And so we're really trying to bring people access to telehealth in a new way. So the way that it works is somebody has these kits at home. They have, for example, if you think you might have a UTI, you do one of these rapid UTI tests. And depending on the result of that, if you're positive, you're immediately brought into a telemedicine visit through eMed, where you're evaluated usually within minutes. And a prescription is sent to your pharmacy of your choice, which is usually right down the road from people, for you to start on treatment very, very quickly without having to go through the burden of getting to an emergency room. So our hope is that overall in this economy where healthcare costs are just increasingly, increasing the debt for Americans, that we can start to really bring back the costs. And so some of the ways that we're doing this is we're offering these types of telehealth sessions in a way that is a little bit out of the ordinary, in the sense that there's no hidden fees. There's, at the moment, people don't have to have insurance. You can just buy a kit for $25, and that gets you the test, it gets you the telehealth visit, and it gets you the treatment, all included in that $25. And so we've tried to price it in a way that is really pretty accessible and also can work for people who don't have any insurance, that really anyone can access it. And actually, the majority of our customers have even been public health departments who want to get these types of kits into people's homes as public health programs, even to be able to almost provide healthcare telemedicine visits to constituents in sort of a new and innovative way.
Makes complete sense. And I think, driving the cost out of healthcare is so important. We know this by all the data that points to, that the United States in particular spends so much money on healthcare relative to other industrialized countries. When you think about the use of this at-home test process, are there other tests that you hope to, you said that you cover 80%, are there other tests that you hope to expand to? And then what about its use even internationally, where they may not even have accessibility to tests even in a doctor's office?
Yeah, so certainly moving into the international space is something that we're very interested in pursuing, but it is tricky. Being able to tie into healthcare systems, prescribing systems, payment structures in other parts of the world. Each country is different, but it is something that we're actively pursuing. As we work towards working in the UK and Canada, for example, both of these have more national health service, universal healthcare types of approaches, which comes with its difficulties, but also its benefits. For example, in a place like the UK, the average individual just isn't used to paying for their healthcare. It's paid for by the government, but that comes with strings, oftentimes with long delays to get into a primary care setting. So there's a lot of interest in trying to figure out how do we fuse these new innovations in telemedicine with things like universal healthcare, national health service in the UK, to be able to bring people faster access to healthcare through telemedicine in a way that's sort of a public-private partnership. And so those efforts are certainly ongoing. Your other question was around what other types of kits might we be bringing out to people. We're really looking at, where are the needs, especially from public health perspective. Things like PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis for HIV, mm-hmm. is very hard for people not only to get onto, but then to stay on, because they often have to get tested every couple of months or every few months to be sure that they don't yet have HIV in order to get their next prescription for pre-exposure prophylaxis. And so a lot of people kind of fall off the wagon, if you will, just because they can't get to the doctor's office to get that blood draw for the test. And so we want to bring the test to them in their home, bring public health to the people, and really allow them to be like make it as convenient as possible. And so that's a lot of what drives us at eMed is how do we make how do we take something that's oftentimes burdensome, especially things that have big public health implications like COVID and flu, and strep throat, UTIs, and soon HIV, colorectal cancer screening, kidney disease. All of these are massive public health issues that generally can be greatly decreased in terms of their burden on the population with improved screening, faster screening. And that all requires making it more accessible and easier for people to have at home, rather than waiting for your, waiting to see the doctor, which we know that Americans are very good at delaying how frequently they see the physician. And so by bringing this into the home, it really decreases most of the barriers to entry to these types of screening programs, or pre-exposure prophylaxis programs, or just urgent care, gets people on the road to recovery much quicker, or to resolving what issue might come up in screening much quicker. And so that's really where EMED is focusing. Where sort of can we bring home diagnostics together with healthcare through telemedicine? That's kind of the sweet spot that we try to live in for public health.
Makes perfect sense. I think that, when you think about that, as our listeners are listening to this show, you know, how many of us have thought, oh, I need to get, go to the doctor because I need a UTI, and you might have a UTI, or I love the idea of your expansion to HIV. I mean, that's probably, for those patients or folks that are in those treatment cycles, very stressful scenarios where they know that they've missed, a test and not sure where they stand in terms of their level of infection or their level of, getting their prescriptions for their next treatment cycle. These are, real patients, real people that are living their lives, and this can make it easier. And I think, it's all about what we talk about on a regular basis here on Luceris Radio, which is taking healthcare and bringing it to the patient, rather than us in a traditional sense going to a brick and mortar location, waiting, and all the inconvenience around that, even if it's not in a convenient space. This is real, as you mentioned, public health challenges around, in some cases, sexually transmitted diseases and other types of public health issues like COVID and other viruses that are easily transmittable. But we know in healthcare that public policy and regulation is part of our life. And so home tests, are not as accessible right now, in part because of regulation. So speak to us a little bit about the challenges that you've had and what our listeners can do and what our other healthcare professionals can do to help move this forward.
Yeah, so one of the biggest issues that we saw with COVID and we see across the board is that we live in a regulatory landscape where the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is not has not traditionally been comfortable with Americans having access to tests at home, especially tests that they interpret to the whole thing on their own at home, like a COVID rapid antigen test. And that really limits where telehealth can come in and help people. Because what we've found is, in the absence of tests being available at home for other ailments, telemedicine providers are generally kind of relegated to sort of guessing what's wrong with their patient, because the patient doesn't have access to data like they would if they were in a brick and mortar site where the patient is getting a laboratory test, maybe right there at the doctor's office, and getting that result that the physician then can make a very informed decision on. So a great example of this is strep throat. Or actually, a better example is influenza. Influenza has a treatment called Tamiflu. That's one of the major treatments. But it needs to be started very, very fast. Usually within 2 days of symptom onset, you have to start taking Tamiflu in order for it to be particularly effective. So if we're asking people to go to the doctor's office to get a test, before they can start on Tamiflu, generally people will already be past 2 days of symptom onset before they even go to the doctor. So it really limits the ability for people to benefit in this country from drugs like Tamiflu that are really life-saving for many, many people who get influenza. With telehealth, we have the opportunity to greatly reduce the time from symptom onset to getting somebody a prescription for Tamiflu. And telehealth physicians know that because it's very easy. If I wake up this morning with a scratchy throat and I don't know what's wrong with me, I can get on the phone with a telehealth provider, you know, within minutes and be evaluated for flu. But without a flu test in the home, essentially the physicians are relegated to just wondering whether does my patient really have flu? And in the absence of a test, essentially providers have to go with what's likely the lowest risk, but the most benefit. And so they just end up prescribing Tamiflu, even if the person just has adenovirus.
Right.
And so that becomes a real issue that, you know, we have providers just prescribing drugs, which might not even be right, but it's because they don't have evidence to the contrary to say, no, this isn't flu. So instead, because Tamiflu doesn't have much risk associated with it, it doesn't really have any adverse effects, doctors are prescribing it just based on symptoms alone. So imagine if instead that doctor said, well, you know, John Doe, why don't you take out your flu test from underneath your sink and out of your medicine cabinet and let's get you started. Let's see if you have flu. You can do it right there on your own while we're on a call. And within a few minutes, you'd know the patient, the doctor would be able to feel very confident prescribing Tamiflu or confident in saying, look, it's very unlikely you have flu. This is probably another respiratory virus. Do you have a COVID test? Why don't we use that too and make sure you don't have COVID? So we're really handcuffing telemedicine right now by not getting these kinds of tools out to Americans. And you know, in the absence of regulatory environment kind of enabling them to come to market, telemedicine and the internet are just kind of jumping forward, but kind of doing it in, I look at this as sort of the ugly duckling phase of telemedicine. And I think over the next few years, we're going to see many of these tools come to fruition that really allow the telemedicine experience to be, you know, effectively, you know, very, very similar to an in-person experience in terms of all the data that will be available to the physician.
I can see the vision, and I can see how that would really help patients at home in the way that you described it. Hey, let's just take the flu test right now and see, you know, whether or not you have flu. How many moms at home would have, you know, their kid and they're not sure what they have? You know, is it RSV? Is it flu? Is it whatever? And as you mentioned, you know, the clinicians might even overprescribe not only these antivirals, but antibiotics, just to be, you know, cautious and make sure someone doesn't have an out of control infection. And as a result, they're worse off the next time they see them. And certainly, you know, the practical aspects of that, of going to a doctor's office when you are sick, whether you have a well space and a sick space, there is still the same air that's being breathed in there. And even though, you know, we try really hard to keep infection down between in a doctor's office, it's very difficult to do that. So I can see this vision of this at-home process. And I know that your proctoring process is really important, that folks can understand a little bit about, you know, how to administer these tests, because they can be daunting. Sometimes you can be confused. I know certainly when we all started to take COVID tests, that can be confusing. Talk a little bit about how your proctoring process works and what patients can expect when, if they do decide to utilize the eMed services after hearing this interview.
Yeah, so the way that this works is when you get an eMed kit, you can get that on eMed.com, or a lot of them have been distributed through public health agencies. Essentially, what you get is a set of kits. And to get into the telehealth session, you just scan a QR code, or you go to eMed.com and click the button Start Testing. You need one of the kits in your hands to start. And within seconds, a proctor will pop up, and it's a real live person who walks you through every step of the test. If it's a strep throat screener test, then essentially it's asking a series of medical intake questions and also taking a photograph of the tonsils and scoring a patient's likelihood for strep throat. And that all gets passed to a physician. If it's a COVID rapid test or a UTI test, essentially the proctor walks the person through how to do it. For the UTI test, the person then disconnects from the proctor to go and collect the urine specimen. and then return back to kind of report the results to the proctor. But ultimately, the way that it works is we have this individual who becomes almost the shepherd through every step of it. And it's a combination of animations that show up on the computer screen and instruction, live instruction right there with the real trained testing proctor to walk people through the whole medical intake and testing process. We then route people after that, depending on the result of their test. For example, if they have a positive COVID test, the proctor will pass the individual straight into a telemedicine visit to be evaluated for Paxlovid, for example. If they're negative on a COVID test, the proctor instead walks that person straight into a telemedicine visit to be evaluated for influenza or other respiratory viruses. And so the proctor really is sort of the glue that really kind of brings people through this whole, what can sometimes be a daunting process in telemedicine, and instead kind of is there from the second you scan the box. You know, they come up and they become your best friend throughout the process. And we find that it improves access, especially when people didn't yet know how to use things like a rapid antigen test. It was really important because they were there to guide the person live through a video feed every step of the way. And as we start to see new technologies arise, similarly, some of these are pretty complicated for the average person who doesn't do science, you know, doesn't do medicine, to understand. And so that proctor is there to just be the guide who walks them through all of the steps and make sure that they get handed off to the appropriate telemedicine provider, 24/7 on-demand telehealth services. And so by enabling this type of approach, we found that it really does help break the ice for people who maybe don't know how to use telemedicine or don't feel comfortable with it. Just scan the QR code and you're kind of off to the races and on your way to getting care.
I think it's great. I think that, having worked in pharmacy myself in my career, how many times I had to educate patients, at the sidebar to help them understand what needed to happen with their medications and how to utilize them, how they administer them to themselves. It can be a very daunting task. So if you've never done, as you said, science before, having someone to kind of guide you and hold your hand and show you this is the next step, almost your personal medical aide or nurse that's kind of walking you through this process. This is how you read this test. This is how you administer it. Yes, you did it right. That's important for folks to know that they haven't just messed it up, right? It's like anything else that you do for the first time. You don't know if you did it right or not. So it sounds like
the other piece to the other piece to all that too is what we're also doing is sort of verifying who the person is. If they have health insurance that's going to be utilized, we verify the health insurance. And then especially for things like COVID testing, we also report all the results to public health agencies. So this really brings a lot of the kind of all the pieces that you'd expect to get from a real laboratory. Like if you go into a doctor's office in a lab, they're confirming who you are so that test result ends up being properly, linked to the right person, that the medical care is linked to the right person. And so a lot of what we've done is really trying to show that telehealth doesn't mean we have to let go of some of the kind of safety measures that are taken in person in a clinic, but we can actually use things like telehealth-based proctoring to link people to telemedicine visits to maintain a lot of the integrity of the laboratory testing process, but
exactly
doing it in the home instead of in a Quest site or instead of in a doctor's office. You can do it all from home while still keeping things like public health reporting, like verifying identity by linking a CLIA laboratory report from the home, to an individual and making sure that the doctor who sees you through telehealth feels good that test result is truly the one that came from that patient and all of those kind of chains of custody that we'd expect to normally be present can still be present through telemedicine.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating how you are changing and eMed Labs is changing the way we think about laboratory tests. And as you mentioned, you're covering about 80% of the tests that folks might be able to do, or the illnesses that folks might have, and testing those at home, whether that's COVID or flu or UTI or strep. Certainly, I know a lot of moms that would love to have access to those, you know, tests really quickly. And certainly people that have these types of chronic illnesses where they might constantly be getting strep, like they can test right away. And this idea of keeping the integrity of healthcare, improving the access and equity of healthcare by just doing this in a way that is smart, as we talked about before, directly where the patient is versus enforcing the patient to, you know, travel to a location to be able to access these services that are very accessible at home, coupled with your proctoring, as you talked about. This is just amazing. So for folks that might want to access your tests and be able to take those at home and utilize those at home, it's emed.com. Is that correct? Or in other public health institutions?
Yeah. And I believe at least the COVID and COVID fluents are now on Amazon, I think, too. People can order through there, but emed.com kind of shows the whole array of the different urgent care things.
Okay, great. So COVID and flu might be on Amazon, and eMed has all of them. emed.com has all of them. Thank you, Dr. Mina. This has been a fascinating interview of, you know, what's happening in the lab space related to telehealth. I don't know that we've had a lab person on our interview on Blue Sirius Radio before. So it's great to be able to talk to you and learn more about what is expanding and share this with our listeners. We always want to provide our listeners with helpful information on this show related to anything healthcare, but also telehealth. I appreciate this so much for you to be on the show. And thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week.
Well, thank you so much. You too.
We will be right back with Blue Sirius Telehealth Radio Show right here on WATD 95.9.